Hey everyone, I'm going to show you how to capture the best version of yourself. This video is a guide on how to take the perfect selfie.
I could use that. That's Michelle Phan. Her do-it-yourself videos on everything from selfies to applying eyeliner have made her a YouTube star. Her channel has over 7 million followers, and she's one of a number of video makers that YouTube is trying to hold on to as other video websites try to lure them away. Peter Kafka is senior editor at the tech news site Recode. He joins us from the NPR studios in New York. And Peter, this story is a reminder to a lot of people, I'm sure, that YouTube is more than videos of their adorable child or kitten. Michelle Phan has her own book, a cosmetics line. Who are some of the other serious video makers that YouTube is trying to keep?
These are all seem like random made up names to people who aren't hanging out on YouTube, who aren't somewhere around 12 to 20 years old. But people like PewDiePie, who's a Swedish 20-something, who plays video games and comments on it. There's a comedy duo named Smosh. These guys are probably now pretty old. Now they're 25 or 26. They do sort of very crude, again, video game-inspired stuff. Bethany Moda, who's a fashion guru. These are all people who have grown up on YouTube over the last 4 or 5 years, become very big on that platform.
And tell us more about the relationship with these video makers and YouTube. They get money from YouTube.
Yeah, they get money sort of indirectly from YouTube. They generate millions and millions of views on YouTube. And then YouTube sells advertising on that, and they get a cut of that, is the general sort of relationship. And a lot of video makers have been complaining that that's not enough money to sort of make a living, or it's not enough based on the amount of attention they're generating.
Right.
So right now what they're doing is making money sort of outside of YouTube. They'll do book deals like Michelle Phan, or they'll cut their own deals with advertisers to sort of integrate their stuff into the videos. But there's been an ongoing tension between the sort of talent and YouTube for a couple of years now.
Well, and now they may be cutting deals with new video sites like Vessel. Explain some of this tension here. YouTube is owned by Google. Vessel was founded by Hulu's former chief executive Jason Kilar. And how does YouTube make its money compared to how Vessel plans on making its money?
So YouTube makes almost all of its money, almost entirely all of its money from advertising. There's a number of news sites, many of which haven't launched yet, including Jason Kilar's Vessel, that plan on having some sort of subscription component as well, some sort of combination of free ad-supported stuff just like YouTube, and then some offering where you're going to be able to pay to watch videos that you might normally see on YouTube.
Yeah, and we know that YouTube recently announced that they're going to try to do this, have a subscription service where you pay to avoid watching ads. But how scared is YouTube of sites like Vessel, which we understand are reportedly offering these YouTube video makers a lot of money to come over to them? How scared is YouTube? And what does it mean to the rest of us that there's this competition?
So on the record, YouTube says we're not scared, and they've got a good argument. They've got 1.3 billion viewers. If you want to become famous, if you want everyone to see your video, it has to go on YouTube. That makes a lot of sense. If you watch what they're doing, though, they certainly are paying attention to these competitors. Even before the sort of battle for talent cropped up most recently this week, YouTube's been going out saying, hey, Michelle Phan, Bethany Moda, we'd like to help you create some content. We're going to give you a lot of money this year to help them create stuff that maybe you weren't able to afford making. So they're clearly sort of paying attention to this stuff in a way they haven't in the last couple of years.
And just in the few seconds we have, we care because – I mean, obviously YouTube cares, yeah.
This is if you're a teen, a preteen, if you're someone who's their parent, this is how a lot of people are now spending their entertainment time and maybe their dollars. So it's very important to watch. This is as important to a lot of people as network TV. And then there's a big question about whether people will actually pay for this stuff. This stuff has been free for many years. It caters to an audience that probably doesn't have the ability to pay. So it's going to be very interesting to see if they're actually going to shell out their money or their parents' money.
And as you said, other media watching to see how big this will get. Peter Kafka, senior editor at the tech news site Recode. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.